Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. I went to the old opening because, wouldn't you know it, I am looking at these weird settings that I'm seeing.
What's happening?
And our volume even looks like it's fucked up for a second, but we soldier on.
Is it right now?
Huh?
Is the volume right now?
No, you sound okay.
Do I? Oh, yeah.
It's just we'll our overall it. Levels. I think we're on the air now, finally.
Right.
Thanks for joining us live, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck.
Yay.
Call. Just helps us out. And join Cheers. Us on Twitter during the show. Hey, tweet at us.
Right.
Crab Diving be the name.
I forgot to take out the dog.
I tried.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's raining. She's not going to fucking go outside.
So it's a major fail.
Is she scared? Does she understand precipitation? Like the idea that...
Not where it comes from.
She
she knows that there's horrific... horrific... Oh, there we go.
What does she think?
Levels are a little better. She knows that there's horrific liquid coming from the sky.
She understands the concept of water. Of wet water, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, yeah, sure, she drinks it.
Okay, right. So she understands that water is wet, but she doesn't understand that when it falls from the sky...
She doesn't know that it's two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen.
It's not from the boogeyman or some bullshit.
Well, she might. I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put her knowledge of science... up against half of the people in this neighborhood, though.
Fuck no. Oh, my God. These thin blue line wearing motherfuckers. So dumb.
We've never talked about the house that's like around the corner. I don't want to be too specific.
Right.
Yeah, really. And around the corner, like a block away and shit. That has really one of the crazier signs on their lawn. You know which one I'm talking about? The one that says, if you reach this point, you will be subject to small arms fire.
Yeah.
We've never talked about that. You know what? I'm gonna look. I think I have a picture of that motherfucker on my phone.
But what does it mean? I mean, does it mean...
Like, it means they're crazy.
Wait, in Florida, I know this house that you're talking about, and it's like...
So you know those people, you said.
Well, we all think. Know those people, and am I allowed... Yeah. Am I allowed... So let's say I accidentally, I don't know, I want to... I don't know, I'm the Avon lady, and I make...
Jehovah's Witness?
Right, and I come through the fucking... God forbid, I come through the chain link fence, and I'm subject to small arms fire at that point. Meaning what? Handguns? Handguns? Well, what's a small arm?
Well, no, they're going to throw Barbie arms at you.
Like a Uzi?
Slingshot.
No, I'm serious. Is it Uzi?
Clutch cargo. What?
Could it be like an Uzi? Like brr, brr, like a
well,
Uzi?
Well, I don't think an Uzi
machine
would
pistol.
Be... See, now, you know.
What kind of... Where
I
the
don't
fuck?
Know about the
the SMGs. I don't think SMGs are small.
Is this automatic?
Although it says small. That's the S.
I don't understand. I don't know a lot about guns, but I'll just say this. Is this the speed of an automatic like this? Like, pow, 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 pow.
If you take your finger off the trigger for a little bit, yeah. Otherwise, it's...
Right.
Pow, 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 pow.
We have such a horrible...
Or you can set it to a 3-round burst.
Yes. Jeez.
Pull the trigger once, it goes pow, pow, pow.
What a horrible, horrible culture we have. What happened to us?
Oh.
We're just mean?
We only got a couple hours here, huh?
We're just mean, dumb people.
Yeah, keep going. Sure. We're apes. We're big, dumb apes. It was 10,000 years ago. We're still...
I think apes are nicer to each other.
We were flinging shit at each other. No, so, I mean...
Apes probably...
We're doing great.
No, they aren't. What do you mean? They're mean? Yeah. In what way? In what way?
Bands of chimps attack other bands of chimps and kill the fuck out of them. The babies and
That's if they come in their trees and fuck with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's if they send a team to investigate their chieftain.
You know, I tell you, these people. Not to change the subject that we were on a subject, but
we weren't really.
These people that have monkeys are just so stupid. They are so strong. Can you imagine if...
Well, not the wee little ones.
No, bullshit, they are. I mean, they. It's just a different kind of animal.
Now, it's got fucking hands.
It's a different kind of animal.
We'd said this on the show yesterday, I believe.
On crab diving.
The headline over at the HuffPo, Garland...
Yes.
I approved warrant request. Well, duh.
The fucking course. I mean, do you think he's going to take the day off for that one?
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday, grab a seat, everybody, that he personally approved the decision for the FBI to seek a search warrant to raid former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home on Monday.
Yeah, because otherwise Merrick Garland's like watching TV. He's like, oh my gosh. Who is raiding Trump? Who's raiding Mar-a-Lago? I didn't know we were doing this. What the fuck?
Right?
Do people think it would be going on? I mean, he would know.
Well, yeah, one would hope.
Who knew in the government that Trump was getting raided? Not Biden, because that's not his thing.
Correct.
A lot of people knew.
Right.
It's Merrick Garland's Justice Department.
Yes.
It's a weird headline, isn't it?
Well, you know, I guess they wanted to know that maybe some of the Republicans are claiming that the FBI went rogue and that he didn't even know about it or some shit.
What is that? Never mind. What a bunch of idiots.
The Department of Justice has moved to make the warrant public, he said.
Yay!
Citing the clear public interest in the investigation, law enforcement authorities had been searching for any potentially sensitive classified government documents that had been improperly kept at Mar-a-Lago.
Give us that fucking warrant! I want to see it!
Mar-a-Lago?
What?
Well, in Spanish, Mar is ocean, and... is two, and Lago is lake.
Right.
Ocean to lake?
Right. Mar-a-Lago.
The lake by the sea, maybe? I don't know. Maybe I've got it. But wouldn't that be the Spanish translation?
I saw
it. Spanish speakers? At me? Tweet me?
You speak Spanish. You do. Poco.
Un poquito.
Poquito? Listen, I saw a layout of that mansion. On MSNBC.
Which one? Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago, or whatever the hell it is. It's huge.
Yeah, and I showed you pictures yesterday on the inside. It's just hideous. Just
what is wrong with
really
these
thinks
fucking people?
He's like Louis the Cuntteenth.
Listen, you guys elected Louis the Cuntteenth. How could you do that? And look at this shit now. Now because you elected Louis the Cuntteenth, we don't know. Are we going to ever have a peaceful election again? Who the fuck knows? That's different than the way it used to be. You can say that's different.
Well, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Are you guys going to storm the Capitol again? Who fucking knows? You wackos.
The spectacle of executing a search warrant at the home of a former president led to speculation that the contents of the possible materials were highly sensitive. Garland declined to give any details about what the FBI may have found at the Florida resort. He said, quote, federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations. Oh, wait, what was that word?
Ethical?
Ethical?
We wanted to get rid of that department.
That's where the Republicans are going to be like, hold on, we got to look that up.
Well, do you remember the
first fucking thing?
What was it?
Trump got elected and Paul Ryan's Congress slithered in. Literally the first thing on their agenda was to dissolve a bipartisan ethics panel that keeps an eye on them.
We're going to
get fucking shit.
And then do you remember that? But do you remember that they went through and all these governmental websites deleted information about science?
Oh, yeah.
They just, for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. And climate change and all that.
Oh, yes.
He did say, first, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Listen, they went through the pockets of Melania's nightgowns, and that's highly inappropriate.
Trump probably said, I gave you everything. And they're like, we know you didn't. I gave you everything.
Do you think he knows what's there or someone's planning shit? Is someone fucking him in this moment?
No.
No one's playing three-dimensional chess with us.
I mean, you know, kudos.
Right. Is it John Bolton?
No, I don't think he gives a fuck. It says, yet a federal judge reviewed the evidence at hand and approved the search warrant, as is the usual procedure, yet some conservatives have painted the search as politically...
Of course. Some
conservatives...
Jesus, all of them. I think even Mike Pence, right? Even Mike Pence. Didn't Mike Pence come out against this search? I think that's the case.
Oh, thank you to your mom.
Oh.
Who said lake on one side and the ocean on the other. So there must be, that must be it.
Yeah. Right.
It must be an isthmus.
Mar-a-Lago.
Of some sort.
God, it sucks that guy has that nice prop. Do you think Trump ever sits there on the beach? Do you think him and Melania go out there with
stop.
Stop it. Listen. They look for shells together. Do they look for shells together?
No. Frolicking barefoot. Their pants jauntily rolled up.
Does he care about the beach?
No.
What the fuck? I don't think it's fair that guy, would love to get to every day you could go out and look at the beautiful water. And this fucking guy has...
Only on spring break.
Yeah.
Is he interested in the beach?
It's just wasted on him. Like, he has a spread in Scotland, right?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck that.
A couple of golf courses, right?
That's wasted on him.
Oh, yeah, they hate him.
Is he still going to build that skyscraper in Moscow? Remember, he was going to give Putin the penthouse?
I don't see Trump scheduling a lot of big projects right now, except for...
Oh, yes.
Trying to slither out of what, hopefully, a little bit of justice might come.
Well, he's doing the social media thing. His blog.
What, Truth?
Yes, it's a social media platform.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to truth me.
Could have saved money and just stuck with Trump.com and just put your shit out there.
Just post shit on Craigslist. Your dumb fucking wacko followers will read it. They don't give a shit.
So there's your headline at the HuffPo. Garland says he personally approved the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago.
Fucking course he did. Oh my God.
And we all gasped.
What do you think Merrick Garland's calling? Hey, who's doing that search warrant for Trump? Let me look at it real quick before you guys go out there and raid the fucking place.
Right. Can you imagine anybody in that chain going, do you think we should bump this up and check it with, the boss?
No,
you know.
He said it's fine.
Fuck it.
Right.
Good God. Drudge Report. It is the same picture. It's got a buddy. Hell Week with a picture of Donald not looking happy.
Damn! Let's go, Brandon!
Hell Week, waiting on indictment, and then my personal favorite headline. with Fed circling, Trump asks allies, who's wearing a wire?
Melania! Melania should wear a wire because he'd never find it.
What? When is she in the same room with him that to get anything?
Yeah, that's true. That's a waste, you're saying?
Yeah. Hmm. It's like if you want to hide something from him, hand it to Baron.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, wait, who are you? Right. What? Oh, wait.
Did you see that cartoon? Or maybe it's a meme. It's like Baron's playing Xbox or something, and the feds come in. He's like, safe's in the back room. Safe's in the back.
He might have helped him crack into it. For all we know, he's supposed to be a bright kid.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, this is Rolling Stone, by the way.
Yes.
Aswin Subasang. Is the author.
Oh, okay.
He's on MSNBC a lot. That's the only reason I'm brave enough to go for his name.
Oh, very cool.
Donald Trump is worried he may have a rat or multiple rats in his midst. He's wondering if his phones are tapped or even if one of his buddies could be, quote, wearing a wire.
You surround yourself with drug addicts and pedophiles. I mean, I'm not kidding, right?
He really thinks he's Tony Soprano. He thinks he's Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
He thinks that somebody is next to him on the golf course.
I think Tony Soprano ran his shit better than Donald Trump.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he got up and he went to work. I'm not. No, Tony Soprano's a horrible man. He's also fictional. Horrible, you know.
I don't believe Tony had to pay for a lot of sex either.
Yeah.
As the federal and state investigations into Trump and his orbit swell.
I think Tony Soprano actually paid for a fuck ton of sex in the Soprano.
He?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Or was it paid for him?
Well, I don't know. I think it was a business expense because a lot of times when they had to kill people, they would just rent a bunch of hookers.
That's true. The federal investigations have swelled, so have the former president's suspicions, according to two sources familiar with the matter and another two people close to the twice impeached former Oval Office occupant. That's going to drive him nuts, because not only is there an alleged just total rat in his midst, he thinks somebody might be wearing a wire, and now this is four sources, two that are close to him. For the Rolling Stone.
So who's wearing the wire, Trump?
Everybody but Trump.
Who's fucking left
probably
at this point? Who could be wearing a wire? What about that guy, the date rape drug guy?
Jason Miller?
What about him? Aren't they close? Jared. Is it Jared? Oh, my God.
That would not surprise me at all, but I don't think
really?
They hang. Yeah, I don't think they hang.
Do you think Jared's in trouble? And the FBI had shit on Jared, and they're like, listen, you gotta shove a wire up your asshole.
I think Jared.
Fix this camera to your nipple and go film your father-in-law.
Thanks, we've got enough. Well, I'll keep it up there.
Do you want the pee-pee tape?
This summer, Trump has asked close associates if they think his communications are being monitored by the feds or by Biden.
Well, I think, hey, you know, Trump, that might be a fair question to ask. I mean, because I believe the feds had enough evidence to have your house raided, right? So that would make me think maybe that they have enough evidence to have Mar-a-Lago under surveillance, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, I can't imagine that evidence to wiretap a former president's house.
But,
I can't imagine.
If your house is raided, I don't even know what kind of... Let's say for whatever reason, your house was raided for some shenanigans you were up to. I would be suspicious of my phones as well, I think. Yes.
A source close to Trump said he has asked me and others, do you think our phones are tapped?
Ivanka has a wire.
Given the sheer volume, again, she's not. That would be the worst use of a wire.
He loves her.
Because they never talk.
Really? I thought they got along.
Come on.
She got him to appeal to the lunatics on January 1st.
I think she's contractually obligated to go to a certain number of dinners down in Mar-a-Lago that when he's holding court and they wave.
Yeah. Think about Ivanka. She was supposed to be the person that kept her dad socially liberal. That was Arcelle. That's what everyone said. And on January 1st, it still took her fucking lazy vocal fry ass how many hours to get her dad to say something while people were getting, while those cops were getting beaten by those Trumpalos? She finally got him to say something like 4 hours later, right?
Yeah, reluctantly. We love you.
Ivanka,
we love you.
Do you think Ivanka was effective? The way we
at
were
what?
Were
at
sold?
Anything?
The no. way no, we were told she would keep him in check. Did he? Did she?
Well, of course not. And she's what has she been effective at?
I don't know. Getting those trademarks.
Oh, yeah. Her dad had nothing to do with that.
Didn't she? Wasn't she? There was some thing where she was going to give a speech at some women's entrepreneurial thing in Europe, right?
And get a really good mic.
Well, and in attendance was going to be like Merkel and a bunch of other like European leaders. And they're like, why is Ivanka Trump speaking?
Oh, she was at that. She was at like the G20 or some or some crazy. She was at some ridiculous meeting of.
There's no
one
else.
And there were pictures of them snickering at her.
I'm saying this. If Chelsea Clinton had done that, Newt Gingrich would have shot a testicle out of his fucking asshole.
Well, the Chelsea wouldn't have done that.
Right. I mean,
I think Chelsea has a degree in international relations or something like that.
It would
actually
be more relevant. I mean, but you know, Ivanka gave a speech at the RNC. Did Chelsea give a speech at the RNC? Didn't she? Didn't Ivanka give a speech at the RNC saying that the Republicans were going to embrace pre-K health?
Sure.
Child care and shit?
Yeah.
Ivanka. Ivanka's not wearing a wire.
The Trump and his allies are also baselessly floating the idea that federal agents could be guilty of planting incriminating evidence at his resort. And the ex-president and several of his longtime advisors are trying to figure out if they have, in their terminology, a mole or
damn,
a rat in Trump's inner sanctum who's slipping his secrets to the feds.
Slipping his secrets to the feds.
That's awesome.
That's me. I mean, I don't think that's a crazy thing to think. I mean, you're getting raided.
But this means that the knives are out for every
absolutely
person is looking at every other person because they're all such trash and such evil, untrustworthy, unethical criminal.
You know, we sit here.
Assholes.
Right. And I always wonder about Trump making it through the primary to run for president. Would he beat DeSantis? And now these headlines make me think, is he going to make it to anything like that? I mean, how long can he exist if everybody in his tiny little inner circle might be wearing a wire? They're out to get him. What do you have, when you have to talk to Trump, does he search you? Does he make you get naked and check for a wire?
Who are you?
I don't know. Anyone.
If you're Rudy, probably not. But, well, maybe that's the one you should
see,
check,
I
to
would
be honest with you.
Trump, I would check for a wire with Rudy.
Sources say the upper crust of MAGA land has already begun wildly speculating about who that snitch might be.
Ew. I think it's melanoma.
Wednesday, Axios reported that Trump world is abuzz with speculation about which close aide or aides has flipped and provided additional sensitive information to the FBI about what former President Trump was keeping at Mar-a-Lago.
You know, is it a big deal, though? Because that one staffer, what's-your-face, testified to the Select Committee. I mean, is that flipping?
I guess in their world, yeah, if you had worked for Trump and were allegedly loyal at one point.
I mean, you know, does Trump see them as more of a coward than this person that's cooperating with the Fed? I don't know.
Stephanie Grisham, former senior Trump aide, who has since fallen out with the MAGA royalty, said, when I worked for him, it was an everyday obsession about who was leaking, who was cooperating with what. He would regularly ask me and others, do you think I can trust this person? Or do you trust this person? Or he would tell me to go find the leaker.
What a crazy dude. Does Biden do that?
She said, Trump demands loyalty, yet he turns on people at a moment's notice. And he's now in this situation where he and his people are wondering who among them could be giving some of his most closely held information to the FBI. I mean, who can he trust?
Yes.
It's a shitty, sad way to live. Oh, right. Oh, poor Don.
Well, Donald, you don't know any other way to live, you dumb fuck. You think everybody's out to get you, and maybe they are. I think that's hilarious. Jeez.
According to two sources, in the time since Biden was sworn in, Trump has not been shy about flaunting trophies from his years in the Oval Office. Within the past year and a half, Trump's guests at Mar-a-Lago have at times witnessed the ex-president brandishing certain objects or papers, claiming they were mementos from his stint in the White House as he gave informal tours of his Florida homestead.
What a white trash motherfucker. This is so sad. Don't you think this is sad? He's all fucking pilled up, stumbling around. He's trying to rape people. He's like, look at my sword. Look at my sword that guy that runs India gave me. Or I don't know. What does he have? A hockey stick from China? From China. What does he get? What mementos? Papers?
All kinds of stuff.
Kim Jong-un gave me a piece of his foreskin.
Those place. Love letters are undoubtedly in there. The letters he got from Kim.
Right.
Which I don't know that. They should be. If it's from president to president, I don't know that.
Do you think Trump sent Kim Jong-un naked pictures of Melanie?
No. We could Google her. What the fuck? I can show you one right now. What, give me 5 seconds.
I was just thinking about how. Never mind. The Alex Jones thing is just so strange. Like, that's the one thing that he's saying is in his phone.
Right. And he's kind of proud of that.
It's obviously a diversion, right?
Naked picture of my wife, you know. Oh, sorry, honey. It's got to be some dick pics.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what's in there.
Yeah, he's not worried about the treason. Or anything.
He probably thinks that, yeah.
What was the term they used? Intimate?
Something about Roger Stone.
Intimate texts with Roger Stone. Like, that is the shit I want to see.
Who said intimate? Was it a British writer or an American?
The lawyer for the parents at the Sandy Hook trial.
Oh, so an American.
Yeah.
An American saying intimate to me is different than a Brit. A Brit means like intimate. Ace me chum. Or whatever. I'm sorry. Don't complain about me.
At Rated R Comedy.
I live in Florida. I have a front row seat to climate change. I don't know how to behave.
Thanks for joining us. It's lovely. Look at that, half
Yay.
Hour burned already. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We do it mostly on the weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcast.
That's right.
Shit, thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabbaron.com/Amazon.
And thanks to all those people that pray to Jesus on our behalf. We appreciate that bigly. Sure. That's nice.
Join us tomorrow. You'll love tomorrow's show at Faithless Friday tomorrow,
gosh.
2 to 4 p.m.
Already. Do you have stories lined up? Or
do I need to? I mean, frankly, it's...
When are these, you know...
Not that hard.
When are these Protestants going to calm the fuck down? Ever?
Well, the Catholics are bad shit, too. Don't forget.
I don't know.
The majority of the SCOTUS are Catholic.
We're in the Bible Belt, though. I mean, they're really these fucking lunatics, man. Somebody needs to tell them God doesn't exist. You know, just chill.
This is another reaction.
Yes.
I don't know if I have audio of this.
Right.
But, Rudy.
Okay.
Talked to the New York post. And was outraged that Hunter Biden's house hasn't been yet raided.
Old man screaming at clouds.
Giuliani has now predicted that if Trump returns to the White House, he will use the FBI to get back at Biden, claiming that would be fair play after what Biden did to him. Look at how these Republicans are. You commit a crime against me, I get to commit a crime against you. That's fair.
Wasn't this guy at some point like a senior
attorney general,
law enforcement officer? I don't think that's not.
No. He was a state's attorney in New York, right?
But his reasoning isn't very just. There's not a lot of justice in that.
It's insane.
It's barbaric.
If Trump gets elected, the first thing he'll do is raid every one of Biden's houses.
Yeah, maybe.
Gee, that's not third world country at all. Trump's like, oh, this is third world country.
You know, I know. I absolutely believe that if Trump gets elected, he does have an enemies list. And those people are, and you know that, wasn't there a story that the White House had the IRS target certain organizations for audits or something like that? I thought I remembered.
Well, Comey. And Strzok, didn't they? And guys get audited?
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like the Republicans get pissed off because people like me treat them like complete and utter fuckbags. And it's because you are. It's, do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
It's you're horrible. And no one knows how to deal with you. Because you're so shitty. God.
We do have other news.
Right.
Those are your headlines.
It's amazing, too, that people like that will actually, they think that their ignorant asses think that they can pray about something to an all-knowing being, that person in the sky that knows everything, wants to listen to your dumb thoughts. I'm sorry. I don't see it. I can't buy into that. It's crazy. Anyway.
Also in L News.
Oui, oui.
I've got, did you hear this one? As it's taking a moment to load.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Is that Beto?
Beto.
Oh, my God.
Beto O'Rourke. Some asshole started laughing, went, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I love it.
It might be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
To penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
That's okay. There's an honest moment.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's an honest moment.
Right.
God, that's crazy. And he's running for governor?
Beto, yes.
And is he beating that other fuckhead?
I think it's closer than it was.
He's so much better. It's not even close. That the governor they have, I can't ever remember his name. He sucks.
Abbott's leading. Oh, yeah. Well, a month ago, Abbott was leading by 5.
God.
I don't know if there's anything more recent.
What's Abbott up to? Is he one of these people that he's going after, like trans kids and shit like that?
Who,
and,
Abbott?
Yeah.
Sure, fuck yeah.
Dumb or shit.
It's Texas.
Beto's going after guns, man. He's trying to do something about mass shootings.
Says Abbott has agreed to one debate. Beto wants more.
Oh, yes. Please. Please. Please.
But Abbott's agreed to one. He's going to say, guns, 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 guns. You're coming for everybody's guns, aren't you? Aren't you coming for everybody's guns?
And Beto's going to be like, suck my dick, motherfucker!
I hope he does. That would be awesome.
Well, I love it. I love it.
What do you say to a 10-year-old girl that's been raped, you fascist fuck?
I mean, really? What kind of... Have the Republicans... Take a moment, Republicans, and think about who you are. Do you think that will help? I mean, because they're disgusting. Wouldn't it bother you if you were like that?
Let's see what else we got going on. This is... this is batshit. Strap in, right. Everybody.
Okay.
Because this motherfucker, it really is... I mean, it just baffles me, these messages. They're so creepy and so big brothery and so cultish.
Yes.
Name this asshole. Huh. Two notes.
This is now a cruel world.
Do you have it?
Wait, do it again.
This is now a cruel world. It's of intention.
Is that Rudy?
John Voight.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Rudy Giuliani.
Fucking Voight in another creepy.
Can I see?
Yeah, he's lit okay, but it's a little dramatic for a message in the background. Of course,
oh,
an American fucking flag. Because
is he brain injured?
We want to remind.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I can't imagine all the drugs he didn't. You know, leave him a few caverns up there.
But John Voight was a great actor. Is a great actor.
Yeah, sure. That doesn't mean
he can be doing cool parts in movies right now. He doesn't have to be on Team Nazi.
You've met really great actors that are shit human beings.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Here's another one.
This is now a cruel world. It's of intention. He shall be charged for what? For being straightforward? For allowing all to understand the meaning of America, land of the free? Is this a medieval time? A time when being wrongly condemned is to be expected?
He is insane. Is this a medieval time?
Is this a medieval time?
Is this...
being condemned is to be accepted.
We are in bizarre... is he drunk right now? I want to look at, see what he looks like.
He's out of his fucking mind. And I don't, you know, either he's reading really well off a prompter or he's not reading.
My fellow Americans, we must not allow our nation to crawl into a hole. We must not allow evil to overtake us.
His first line, my fellow Americans, we cannot allow our nation to crawl into a hole. God, that's a beautiful line though, isn't it? We can't allow our nation to crawl into a hole.
Crawl into a hole. We must not allow evil to overtake us all. Let us show who's boss. My friends of all color, race, spirituality of all religions.
Oh, see.
This sucks.
See, there's where you hit the brakes, motherfucker, because nothing that you decide you are representing.
They don't give a shit about that.
Right. That you just said.
Well.
Is welcoming to any of your brethren of all colors, of all religions.
Well, yeah, but you missed the line, the hilarious line. We must show who's boss.
Right.
That's
part. Yeah. Right,
they
right.
They like that.
Right. We'll allow you to live here, non-Christians.
Did he write this?
Let Unless Stephen Miller is ghostwriting.
This is kind of insane.
Show who's boss. My friends of all color, race, spirituality of all religions, let's use our power. The power we came to Earth for good.
What?
For love, for peace, for truth. It's the God-given power, the power of the Almighty.
I thought you said all religions should come together.
John Voight, I know there's more. You've got more to give than that. There's love. There's peace. There's truth. Come on, John.
Well, yeah, I mean,
jeez, selling a short. Do you remember Anaconda? You remember that Anaconda when the snake got you? You're fighting. Get off me, you fuck. Killed you.
For good, for love, for peace, for truth. It's the God-given power, the power of the Almighty. And let us all pray that Donald Trump rises from this evil act upon him, makes comeback stronger than ever.
Okay. Is there no one in his life?
They grab some boxes. God. They grab some boxes from his golf resort mansion.
Jesus fucking Christ. I don't know.
Let's hope that he recovers from this and rises again from the ashes.
Dude,
holy fuck.
I think it's sad that there's no one in John Boyd's life that takes him aside and say, why are you making these movies? What are you
doing?
Well,
they probably do.
You
or they all left
insane.
Him. He's probably in his basement.
They may try to knock down and tear down this man, but one thing is for sure, President Donald Trump will show the American people the truth. My fellow Americans, barbaric actions against Trump will only prove that the evil ones are afraid of the truth being exposed, and the greed and deceit will only show that the Democrat fools are guilty of lies, tricks, and corrupt abuse toward the only president who has the best interest of the American people in this country, the United States of America.
See, now, if I'm doing a movie and somebody says, you know, John Voight would be perfect for this, I said, you know what? Maybe not. That I'm going to go with Randy Quaid.
I would get Pacino. He would be great at that.
I would do who would you pick? Randy Quaid or...
Or
John Voight, if you had a movie.
What?
It's just a movie. Get a good actor.
A
character. They're both good actors.
But get a good actor that's not fucking Trumpist.
These are the
lunatic.
Two you have to choose for. These are the two we can afford.
Why?
Because they're insane and they're cheaper.
There's 20 seconds left.
He who resides with evil will be brought to his knees for redemption.
Ew.
And God should show all the truth that President Trump was the only man that was beaten down by lies. And now, my friends, he will prove to all that liberty will show itself once again.
You are insane, dude. Hey, John Voight, fucking snap out of it, motherfucker. You're nuts. It's like this guy's brain needs to be, just somebody needs to... give him a snap or like, hey, is something wrong with him? Is something wrong with him?
Yes. Yes. He's fucking insane.
He was a midnight cowboy.
I think we're cutting in and out.
Was
might
John?
Be the, might be the rain. Apologies.
Yeah, maybe. John Voight was in Deliverance.
He was.
I mean, this guy is a, I just, it doesn't matter. He's a nutball. Trump loves us. Whatever the fuck he's talking about. Fuck him.
Squeal. Squeal.
You know, I saw that movie. I rented that at Blockbuster. Me and my brother did. Wow. And I did not know what that movie was about. And then the next day... my family, we went on a canoe trip in literally northern Georgia. And we're watching this movie. We're like, holy fucking shit.
He who resides with evil will be brought to his knees for redemption. And God should show all the truth that President Trump was the only man that was beaten down by lies. And now, my friends, he will prove...
I went too far back.
For now, let us come together and allow the truth to finally open up the gates for this nation's glory. Our hope, our future, our children, our love for one another, and our greatest choices, our free will, our home, the land of the free. God,
you were in a movie
so
with
creepy.
Dustin Hoffman.
This is so creepy.
You were in a movie with Dustin fucking Hoffman.
Hate him.
I know, but it's just sad when you think about it. This guy was in a movie with Dustin Hoffman.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and now he's like, I'm going to suck Trump's balls or some shit. He's doing these weird movies in his basement with the American flag.
Hard to believe Angelina doesn't want him around her kids,
right? God damn.
Land of the free. God bless America, and let's bring President Trump back to help once again the Tree of Life, the Statue of Liberty.
Holy shit.
God's glory.
Oh, Jesus.
What is he on?
The tree. Not enough senility meds.
The Tree of Life. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Why doesn't Angelina Jolie say to him, Dad, stop this shit. You're insane.
They don't talk.
Come on.
They,
you're crazy.
They may have an icy relationship now or something, but they didn't talk for years and years and years.
This guy must be insane. Grandpa's nuts.
Grandpa's crazy.
You mean the guy from Midnight Cowboy? Yeah, he's fucking bananas.
Yeah, Grandpa's in a cult.
He's talking about Trump's nutsack. It's sad he wrote that. He must have written it in all that copy that he just blurted out, right? He wrote that himself.
It doesn't look like he's reading.
He's just saying all that.
Either way, it's crazy. I mean, if that's a stream of consciousness, he's crazy. If he wrote it down, that's almost crazier. If he composed that.
That's the entertainment industry failing someone. Someone should always have something written for him to say.
That's
or
a manifesto.
Else, no, somebody left him alone. This is what happened. He went crazy. People left him alone. They're like, I can't deal with you, John Voight, anymore. I guarantee you that he found Jesus and nobody could stand him. And this is what happened. Is that what happened, do you think?
Here's prediction. Trump's team had the search warrant, but did not make it public, using the DOJ's silence to smear law enforcement and to push their spin on the investigation. Now that the DOJ will move to unseal the warrant, I suspect that the reality looks worse for Trump than their spin did. It's probably true.
Right.
It's probably the warrant is going to be worse than if Trump would have put it out there.
Well, meaning what? Like, what the warrant says?
Yeah, what's in the warrant?
What could it say? What do you think?
I mean, it seems to be mostly focused on those documents that were taken out that were classified.
What are these documents that people are, they're all upset about? What documents are we talking about?
I don't know.
Like a lease or something to the White House? Does he have?
Yeah, sure. Sudoku that Trump maybe, you know.
He took the oven directions.
Trump doing Sudoku.
I don't know.
even I can't push that false narrative.
I hate this. I want to rape someone.
What numbers?
Sudoku.
What are these numbers? What is this?
I can't read.
Tic-tac-toe with fucking numbers? What do we fucking need this for?
I'm not convinced. I know he read those teleprompters sometimes. So he reads. He can read.
He can read, yeah. Not well, but he can. Don't forget yesterday is a hard word for him.
It's a hard one. Nah.
My troubles, it seems so far away. Let's see, we've got other news.
You know what's sad? It's like all this crazy shit that's coming out. People are forgetting about the outtakes from the January 6th video.
Outtakes?
You know,
the blooper reel? Really? Yeah, when they broke like, characters started laughing. Oh, sorry, man, I forgot my...
His weird hand gestures and he can't say yesterday. I mean, that was so crazy. Now we all forgot about it because this shit's coming out. So whatever. God.
Well, I like this.
Yeah.
We need more of this. A rural American man. This is from the UK.
Right.
A rural American man has been awarded $2.6 million to expand the broadband ISP he built in his back garden.
Oh.
Jared Mauch, M-A-U-C-H, a network architect, set up his own fiber broadband provider after being slapped with a £40,000 bill. That's, you know, 55 grand.
Wow. That's crazy.
By Comcast to extend their internet access to his property. He was sick of having slow internet speeds of 1.5 meg per second at ripoff rates, so he began building the ISP on his land around 5 years ago. Since hooking up around 70 of his rural neighbors to the network last year, he now has secured millions of dollars in grant money to serve an additional 600 homes.
Damn!
See, this is what they did in...
Tennessee?
Chattanooga, wasn't it, I want to say?
Yeah.
That... Where it was the same thing. It was a dude who was like sick of this bullshit and the fact that our country has like third world internet rates.
Right.
Still.
Well, I mean, yeah, our stream is going in and out, right?
Right. And, well, it's Florida, don't forget.
Right.
I mean, we got to take us a few steps back from normal.
It's like medieval times, but not a restaurant.
But the guy was like, he had to say, and then the evil, like, Warner, Time Warner and Cox and all those right. evil motherfucking cable companies sued the fuck out of him, tried to sue him, saying, you can't do that. And it, yes. I think it went to the state Supreme Court, maybe the big SCOTUS, and they said, tough titty, he could do it.
Right.
And he did the same thing. He started his own, and they had to like rent him space on their wires and all that shit.
Damn.
And he cut the costs by a third and like 10 times the speed.
Jesus.
It was better. Got rid of the fucking evil corporations.
He made it cheaper and it was even better.
Yes.
Why don't we do that?
But where's the profit, Ryan? He could be doing it. He could be making so many billions of dollars. He's so stupid.
Well, he can make enough money, can he?
Well, you and I would say that. Normal, decent human beings would say that, but not the greedy motherfuckers who run this world.
I always thought, you know, with the big ripoff with the internet is like, if you want to do a turbo blast, you do a big turbo blast on your service, you could pay an extra $10. And I always think, well, why don't you just include the Turbo Blast and give everybody that great service? Why would you want to offer anything less than what? Why would you? You know what I mean? Why don't we all have Turbo Blast?
Much more, yeah.
We should all have Turbo Blast.
Well, you probably did. Probably had the same.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the speed fluctuates throughout the day and they give a range, right?
Why does ours go out when it rains?
I don't know.
Is it 2022?
Sure.
Okay.
Elsewhere. He admits the guy that did this said if they had only charged him 10 grand, he would have written the check. But at 50 grand, he thought, well, why would I pay them to expand their network and I get nothing back out of it?
Right. That's why it's weird that our government just doesn't make the internet a fucking utility.
Gasp.
Do you know what I mean?
How dare you, Ryan?
Just make it free for everybody.
Why do you hate capitalism, you commie pinko?
No, because I'm a commie pinko. That's why. I hate it. I hate it so much, and I hate the
person. Next thing is, we want to privatize schools. We want to get rid of the education system. Yeah.
Can we get rid of our libraries? You know what I hate? I hate that somebody put an Ayn Rand fucking meme up today. Some bullshit, and everybody was liking it.
An hour?
No. I just saw it in general on a feed.
Page putting up with that shit.
And I said something, and then I deleted it. I was like, oh, fuck it.
Oh, wow.
It was like accusing a lot of people of being Nazis, and I thought, no, it's okay. It's okay. Ayn Rand sucks. Ayn Rand or whatever. I always say it wrong. Who gives a fuck?
Now there's a report coming out that Trump got Trump's inner circle was caught off guard after Merrick Garland today held the press conference calling Trump's bluff and announcing that they would unseal the search warrant.
Oh shit. Why did they think he wouldn't?
Trump was using it as they won't release the search warrant. And they're like, you should have a copy of it. I don't have it. They didn't give it to me. I don't. He's lying. But they're trying to spin the narrative.
Of course. What fucking person, if you watch television, you know, when someone gets searched, they say, show me that warrant. And they give you the warrant. It's in every television show, you dumb fucks. Everybody knows that.
There you go. That's what's going on with Trump.
Jeez.
Poor Trump.
So now the warrant's out there, right?
Well, no, it will be.
God, guys, why does it take so long? Just put it on your website.
Well, no, why doesn't he just say, here's your copies, everybody.
Right. Pass it out.
We have Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Doing some good.
Yay.
Opening an investigation into the devastating health impacts that state-level GOP abortion bans and restrictions have had on pregnant people across the U.S.
Right, right.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's shitty that she has to do it, but it's good that there's going to be an accounting of it.
She cites the litany of horror stories published in local and national newspapers already in the weeks since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. She wrote in new letters to the National Nurses United, the American Medical Association, Physicians for Reproductive Health, and other organizations.
Yes.
As part of her effort to gather information on the consequences of newly enacted anti-abortion statutes, she said, "The stories are shocking and horrific. The blame for such tragedies lays squarely at the feet of extremist Republican state legislators."
Damn. Hell yeah. Go Quote, get him, Elizabeth.
In Wisconsin, a woman bled for more than 10 days from an incomplete miscarriage after emergency room staff would not remove the fetal tissue.
God. Staff? What does that mean? Does that mean the doctor was on board with it, but then other people didn't want
to... No, the doctors would have to do it.
Yeah.
They detail how providers are struggling to navigate the confusing legal landscape.
Right.
A dynamic that has led to patients being denied care, even under clearly life-threatening conditions.
This is insane. I mean, can't we do a little better than this, America? God. What a fucked up time.
Warren, in an NPR article, talked about a Texas woman who was denied medical care for days after her water broke in the 18th week of her pregnancy, well before fetal viability.
Yes.
Despite the fact that she was vomiting, passing clots of blood and yellow discharge, and exhibiting signs of infection, the chance of survival was for her fetus was as close to zero as you'll ever get in medicine.
Damn.
But because there was still a fetal heartbeat, and Texas's abortion ban offers no definition for its medical emergency exception, the Hospital Ethics Committee did not approve treatment until, quote, her discharge was foul.
Oh, my God.
And enough to make her wretch. So go home until you start stinking from down below that you're going to throw up.
This should make us want to go out.
Welcome to the freedom of Texas.
Fuck that. Light that shit on fire. That is fucking insane. We are in the Middle Ages. This is insane bullshit.
Monsters.
What the fuck? That is nuts.
Similar appalling stories abound, growing in number each day as Republicans in dozens of states look to impose and expand abortion restrictions in their states, with the ultimate goal of outlawing the practice nationwide.
The hospital must have a standard practice for dealing with these laws, right? I mean, they must have something in place.
Or maybe the hospitals are under state law. I mean, what can they do?
No, meaning like, how do they... How can they tell, like, if you're in a state that's lucky enough for an exemption, you can actually save the life of the mother? What does that mean for these doctors?
Well,
I mean, do they even know?
No, that's part of the problem, right? Is there's no, it's ambiguous.
This is the dumbest.
And the doctors are, I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. So now there's a competing. See, this doesn't work. That is the doctor's interest is supposed to be in the patient. Now the doctor's interest is, I want to care for this patient.
Is the Taliban looking over his shoulder?
I don't want to go to jail.
Or her shoulder.
It's fucked up.
Religious zealots pursuing them and telling them what the medical decisions should be.
No one, you know, it's part of it, right? It's part of it because people aren't going to want to be. Why would you want to be a doctor? Why would you want to be a teacher in a state that is anti-science and anti-education? Yeah. And you know, it's nuts.
Yesterday, Elizabeth Warren tweeted, "Let's be clear. Republican politicians are risking women's lives and health in pursuit of a dangerous, out-of-touch agenda. I'm opening an investigation into horrific reports of state abortion bans resulting in women being denied critical health care."
Yeah. I mean, somebody should fucking have to pay for this insanity these Republicans are doing. They just can't do this without something happening to them. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're it's just not sustainable.
I mean, you're
it's
denying,
not sustainable.
How can How can somebody deny your human right to exist?
Watch them. I mean, right. Do you want me to play a clip? Yeah,
it's our show.
right.
Fuck them. Fucking Republicans. So dumb.
Faithless Friday tomorrow. Don't forget, yo.
Hi, Jesus. How's it going? Are you doing anything?
Bang up job.
Good work, Jesus.
Yeah, doing great.
You want to wake up?
But I don't know how much he talks in this clip, but we can never turn down.
Yeah.
A good Stu Peters clip.
Oh my gosh.
Stu Peters, everybody.
This dude.
Last scene in his.
What's he wearing?
In his jaunty checked suit with really
I love that
oddly
outfit.
Long cuffs.
Yeah, that was weird.
For his shirt.
Right.
Like, what is it? French cuffs they call it or something?
I don't know. He looked wacko. Looked like he needed a rapier. You know?
Have at you.
Easy thing to do is pass a law saying none of our sheriffs, none of our police, none of our state law enforcement is going to work with them, communicate with them, or recognize any of their authority.
So this is, of course, about the horrific attack on poor President Trump.
Oh, my God.
And this is a member of the Florida House of Representatives,
yes.
Ryan, saying this shit on the Stu Peters show.
The Flat Earther QAnon show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So this is a state rep here in Florida. Anthony Sabatini, we've heard him before. He's a real piece of shit. He's a real, real piece of work here in Florida.
Right.
Among a veritable cesspool.
I mean, he's kind of
Republicanism.
I mean, for a legislator, he's kind of 4chan-y.
Lunatic.
Yeah.
And he's running for U.S. Congress now.
Good.
And here he is now saying that the FBI, that no cops and no sheriffs anywhere should ever work with them again.
What? The FBI?
Yeah, because of obviously they're corrupted, Ryan, that they they went after Trump.
Well, what do they do then? How's that going to work?
The first and easy thing to do is pass a law saying none of our sheriffs, none of our police, none of our state law enforcement is going to work with them, communicate with them, or recognize any of their authority. If you do that, if you stop tax collectors, clerks of the court, counties, cities, everybody from operating with them, communicating with them, you leave them in the dark. We need to do that immediately. I called to do that for the Capitol Police months ago. That's something.
So he wants the Capitol Police right. dissolved.
Oh, of course.
Because of the way they treated those tourists.
Well, I mean, the tourists nearly dissolved them, I think. I mean, geez.
These fucking Nazis, man. These fascists are not even being quiet. This right. motherfucker is a sitting
yeah.
Florida House member.
He's crazy.
Running for the U.S. House of Reps.
I encourage everyone to Google the people that you're voting for and read a little bit about them. I mean, because this guy is, I mean, obviously questionable, right? I mean, would you ever vote for this person? No. For Sabatini? Does Sabatini think Biden should be president?
Oh, no, he thinks Biden should be in jail.
Okay.
For the Capitol Police months ago, that's something that is a new idea in the Republican Party, but it's an obvious thing we need to do. The second thing is the much more controversial idea, and that's using nullification, using the 10th Amendment to say if a federal agency is operating and performing so-called law enforcement functions, which is what they're pretending what it is that they did when they raided Mar-a-Lago, they have to gain state permission. If they do not do that, we should treat them as trespassers and arrest them. If the FBI is going to try to haunt Donald Trump and arrest him at Mar-a-Lago, which I believe they're going to try to do in the next few months if we don't stand up, we need to physically prevent these rogue federal agencies from doing that. And that means using our law enforcement. If we don't have agents that are willing to do that, recruit new ones, but use the state power against federal power.
Oh, yeah. That'll work out great. Tell me how your morons, your militias and your fat waddling sheriffs are going to do against an Apache helicopter.
Yeah. I mean,
or
really.
A drone. They're not even going to lose. They're some kid who played Warcraft really well is sitting in a bunker somewhere is going to fly a drone over your fat waddling traitor asses. and zap away.
Do you think the FBI has people that can deal with the likes of Stu Peters and his fan base?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Obvious.
What separates what the FBI is doing now?
Listen, what separates what the FBI is doing now? He's back on his show. He's not, he's wearing his suit. He's not out trying to impress, the ladies rally.
Yeah. Why is this guy so popular?
Stu, who says he is? I mean,
okay.
Recruit new ones, but use the state power against federal power. It's obvious.
What separates what the FBI is doing now, who I refer to as a secret police, from somebody like the KGB of the Soviet Union?
Let me guess. Nothing. There's nothing right now. There's just the same.
Soviet Union.
I think what the FBI is doing right now is a step in towards being just a straight up partisan police power. I think a KGB or a government police that just seeks to haunt and harass the political opponents of the regime is what they're moving towards. They're already there. It started in 2016 when they spied on Donald Trump, but now it's at the point where they're executing raids. We all know what's coming next. They're going to try to come and arrest both Donald Trump and other Republicans that oppose what Joe Biden's doing.
Again, they didn't spy on Donald Trump.
Right.
Donald Trump's people were caught up when they were spying on fucking Russians. You lying sack of shit.
The problem is, though, it's like they're always going to say this because kind of right now, the FBI is investigating Republicans. Like, the face of the Republican Party's compound was raided.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's other Republicans too right now. And that's just the way it is.
Well, right. Because they committed crimes.
Right. And if there were some Democrats you'd investigate right now, they would be would be investigating their asses. Right.
And they also be thrown in jail if they commit crimes.
But right now, and maybe I'm wrong, it's a lot of Republicans being in.
If you say what crime has Biden committed, and your first word is Hunter, you're immediately disqualified.
Yeah.
Hunter.
We all know what's coming next. They're going to try to come and arrest both Donald Trump and other Republicans that oppose what Joe Biden's doing. And if we don't stand up and fight back, then no, there is no significant difference between them and a state police.
I'm trying to understand his logic. If someone doesn't fight back against the FBI, then you are making them the KGB.
Right.
I like this guy. He's a real asshole. Man. It's like, that's two paranoid dudes talking to each other about bullshit, that show. That's crazy.
Trump has initial deadline of 3 p.m. tomorrow to decide whether to fight the motion to unseal the warrant.
Oh, my God.
So now the ball's in his court.
Oh, yes. Why? But he said release it. Why don't they release it?
And now all of a sudden he's got to want to fight it, probably.
Well, they're good at that pivot, though, right?
Yeah, because
they'll just say, well, Your Honor, we don't think it's appropriate to release it right now because, I don't know. God, what are they going to say? Why are they going to say they want to keep it sealed?
I guess
because it's political.
This is a Raw story.
Right.
On Tuesday, a far-right media outlet, Real America's Voice, we played clips from them, dedicated a nearly 20-minute segment of their talk show, Water Cooler.
Ooh, yes.
To a novel explanation of the Monday night raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
While many Trump allies in the Republican Party and conservative media have competed to voice the most vehement denunciation of the surge.
Yes.
Representative Paul Gosar called to, quote, destroy the Democrat brown shirts known as the FBI. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia suggested the raid might portend civil war.
Right. It's the gazpacho. Whee!
And then here we go. Florida State Rep. Anthony Sabatini said state leaders should arrest FBI agents on site.
Nine! Who's arresting who? Somebody at the state is arresting the FBI?
Yeah, the guy we just played.
Oh, okay.
Wants the FBI arrested by the sheriffs. in the popo.
Right.
But Real America's Voice managed to find a bigger villain yet. Host David Brody, co-author of a biography of Trump.
God.
Said, quote, "I'll just tee it up this way.
Jeez.
Jeffrey Epstein, pedophiles, Trump, deep state."
Wait, are you talking? Quote, wait, is he talking about Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, yeah,
right,
I guess.
But then deep state.
Before he handed the reins over to his colleague Anna Perez, host of her own show, Common Sense,
ching, ching.
Perez went on to make a lengthy case
yes.
that the raid was tied to the claims of the repeatedly debunked QAnon theory,
yeah.
which argues against all evidence that Democratic politicians, Hollywood celebrities, and other elites are part of a satanic and cannibalistic child sex abuse ring that only Trump can defeat. Oh, so this is something to do with that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
She said, "This is all part of the puzzle that I'm trying to put together here, which is that the deep state, ultimately, this past raid of Mar-a-Lago, it's a threat. It's a threat because they don't want Trump to expose the pedophiles that he knows about." That's what the impeachment was all about. That's right. What the Russia hoax was about. That's what that's what January 6th was about before they planted all those people from the FBI there.
Who are these pedophiles in Hollywood?
They planted all the FBI agents at January 6th.
Oh, those are actors?
Yeah. They're coming after him, and it's because they don't want him to expose the pedophiles.
Is there a list? Does Trump have a list of known Hollywood pedos?
He must. That's it. That's got to be the explanation.
Who's on that list, do you think?
Everybody.
Jeez.
Everybody but him.
Right.
But that's is really on Epstein's list.
Like, literally, he was on a list that he went to Pedo Island.
I heard who? Jeffrey what?
Yeah, it's like what Alex Jones said in his hearing.
This lunatic on Real America's Voice pointed to a handful of statements from Trump as evidence of his covert support.
Damn.
For QAnon.
Right. But as a good thing, like Trump secretly.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
They love it. Do you think Trump is in touch with QAnon on the DL? Did they talk?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody finally asked him. He was interviewed by Savannah Guthrie of NBC. And she said he repeatedly refused to disavow QAnon, telling Savannah Guthrie that he couldn't say for sure that Democrats weren't running a satanic pedophile cult.
Yeah.
And neither could she. You can't say they're not doing it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, and I agree with that. He means QAnon.
Right. And I agree with that. Oh, my God. That's insane. Does he believe that there are children stowed away in furniture in Wayfair? Remember that?
God, I forgot about that. That was code too. It was.
Weird. Oh, right.
Man, all insane.
Oh yes,
insane. So that's going out there now. The QAnons are like, oh
God,
that's Trump must be close to. The storm is going to happen any minute now. They're going after him.
Do you think someone's tried to? I mean, why doesn't someone contact Trump and say, "Hi, Donald. Hi, I'm actually QAnon, and I've been wanting to speak with you. I'm really impressed with what you've been doing." Do you think Trump would buy it?
No, I don't think so. He probably already knows.
He's laying in bed, and he's like, "Melanie, I want to tell you something, but you can't tell anyone."
He's on the phone?
No, he's talking to her. They're right next to each other. He's like, "I stalked the QAnon today." Did you really?
They had separate rooms at the White House,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They don't get along.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's talked to Ivanka. Sorry.
Whose name is Ivana?
Right.
Really?
Right. Did you see where Ivana?
She's Ivana Jr.
Yeah.
Ivanka is a nickname.
Right. Do you know? Did you see where Ivana was buried at the? Did we talk about that?
There are people on Twitter who are saying, check that box for secret documents.
Right.
Because there's no way in fucking hell that Ivana would have wanted to be buried on one of his shitty golf courses.
You know, if something, imagine if something happens and her grave has to be exhumed and the FBI, they get a warrant or something to do that, they'll lose their minds, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think that would. Do you think?
Well, didn't he do it for tax breaks?
Do you think he did? Did you see that story? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that he applied for and got like special designation as like a cemetery and got a tax break.
He's so, someone in his life died and he's like, bam,
ooh,
I'm going to pay for the burial. Do you think his lawyers were like, hey, Donald, I noticed that Ivana just died. We should do this. This could help us.
Oh, yeah. You know, we could knock a few grand off the taxes over at Bedminster.
You have to wonder about the conversations Trump has had with his henchmen that we'll never hear about, that we'll never know.
Oh, yeah, man.
The schemes. Oh,
yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Thanks for joining, everybody.
Yes.
We do it every weekday. Blah, blah, blah.
Does he hang out with Corey Lewandowski still?
I think they're still friendly.
That guy sucked.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think they're friendly. I don't know if they work together still.
Did Corey Lewandowski run for something? He did, didn't he?
I think he did, and it didn't go well.
He's probably on Cameo or something.
Oh, here we go. An armed individual attempted to breach the FBI building in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, shit.
Before fleeing the scene. Here we go. Lunatics are going to start attacking FBI offices.
Why is this happening? There's no sanity behind this. There's no way Donald Trump is in trouble for breaking a law that he created.
Yeah.
Is that true? It is.
An armed man he amped up the penalties for.
Right, right.
An armed man tried to breach the FBI building in Cincinnati, Ohio today, fled the scene, and then exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers in a car chase.
Jesus.
Before a standoff ended hours later with the suspect.
Right.
The incident began this morning when the suspect unsuccessfully tried to enter the FBI's visitor screening facility.
Yes.
He then fled the area in a white vehicle northbound on Interstate 71. About 20 minutes later, a state trooper spotted the vehicle in nearby Warren County, attempted a traffic stop. A chase ensued. The suspect fired his weapon at the state
trooper.
Damn. The vehicle eventually came to a stop. Gunfire was exchanged between the suspect and police officers. No police were injured.
Yes.
The hours-long standoff ended later in the afternoon.
Hours long?
Jeez. The status of the suspect who had fled into a cornfield remained unclear.
Just somebody got away.
Says law enforcement traded shots with a male suspect who was wearing a gray shirt and body armor.
Cool. Cool.
They urged people in the area to stay inside, lock their doors.
Yeah, no shit. The Trumpalos are out.
NBC News reported he was armed with
an AR-15.
AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle and had fired a nail gun into the building.
God, fuck these people. Shooting nail guns and AR-15s. Is this a Trump fan?
Well, you know, I don't see a lot of people with AR-15s in pussy hats.
Right. More of this, right? We're going to get more of this, probably. Yeah, sure.
And they're helping it. Did you see Dr. Feelgood? Who's that asshole? Ronnie Jackson? Tweeted.
No. God, that fucking idiot. He's writing laws.
Tonight, the FBI officially became the enemy of the people.
Damn!
Wake up, people. Joe Biden is using the FBI to go after President Trump, all caps. Are you kidding me? Oh, this administration is truly the enemy of the people.
Oh, like, shit.
These cultists. We need to really get them out.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. You're really going to be mad when you start reading about the Anti-Inflation Act. Oh, my God, they're going to cap prescription drug costs. Oh, that's such a... lots of bad stuff in there, right?
Let me find that Swalwell put out a a new threat he got.
God, he's fucking maggots.
Let me see.
I mean, my God, it's like you can't both sides this shit. There it's clearly these fucking conservatives.
This is insane.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, I believe the N-word is spoken to, and it's not bleeped. I apologize.
First of all, I want to say, not me, but I hope someone cuts that motherfucker's throat from ear to ear. Cut his fucking head off. Swalwell's a worthless piece of shit. Cut his wife's head off. Cut his kids' heads off.
Cut his kids' heads off. You know, this coward, this tiny, bald, little, sad fucking little man, goes to church every weekend and praises Jesus.
I think this might, you think this guy's a Christian nationalist or some weird shit like this? God, the thing is, all these people are so fucking creepy. Like, what kind of fucking creep would say this in someone's fucking voicemail?
A congressman's voicemail.
I mean, does this guy get investigated, right?
I would hope,
he has to. This. God.
This goes on for 2 minutes. America. He left a 2 minute, and you know,
First of all, I want to say,
I don't know. Maybe I could just skip the N word.
Good job, America.
I like the way he says, I want to say, not me. But I hope someone cuts that motherfucker's throat from ear to ear.
What a dumb fuck. It's a bunch of low intelligent, like dullard orcs running around with Salt Life stickers on the back of their fucking truck.
Worthless piece of fucking shit, blaming everybody but himself and that fucking worthless piece of shit Biden and that fucking sand N-word Kamala Harris.
That's nice.
He doesn't say N-word.
God.
Black Lives Matter. Fuck the illegal immigrants. Fuck all you fucking worthless piece of shit Democrat motherfuckers trying to ruin our country. You fucking worthless piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Fucking Swalwell. You're a fucking coward ass pussy. I'd love for some motherfucker to cut your fucking head off. Then cut your wife's head off. And your fucking kids.
And your kids. I mean, he says the same thing.
What
He's
is
not
wrong
very original.
With this person? What else is, you know what I want to know? Who else does this guy call? It doesn't sound like this is the first crazy voicemail he's left for someone. Why do people
see.
Do this?
You're a worthless piece of fucking. You're a worthless piece of fucking dog shit.
You're saying it would be different if you're British.
Whoever's listening to this, fuck you too, because you're just a Democratic dick sucker too.
Go fuck yourself, you fuck.
Nobody fucking wants to come to California. I don't know where that comes from.
Yes, they
tell that to Governor Newsom. Your fucking state is a fucking shithole. Oh, that's because Swallow's California.
Your face is a fucking shithole.
That's all it is. Nobody wants to move there. Everybody's leaving your fucking state, but you're too fucking stupid to realize it.
Oh, yeah, because you're so much fun to be around, you charming fuck.
Worthless fucking bastards. Somebody just needs to fucking kill all you fucking Democrats.
God.
You're a waste of fucking life. Fucking worthless piece of shit. I mean,
Swalwell, Newsom, Pelosi, Schumer, all you fucking dick-sucking liberals that don't give a fuck about Americans. You fucking worthless bastards. Fuck you. I hope all you motherfuckers die. Die, bitches. Trump 2024.
There we go.
Trump 2024, because the GOP rules. We don't deal with fucking idiots like you fucking Democrats. Worthless fucking bastards. Fuck you.
Beep.
You think his wife is breastfeeding?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Where is he giving this voicemail?
He's doing that while he's writing his sermon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. This guy's a preacher.
Sure, undoubtedly.
Is daddy leaving another voicemail for someone? It's okay. He'll be done soon.
So there you go.
God.
Eric Swalwell with a little love from...
I bet a lot of Democrats get... These fucking, I wonder if all politicians get threats like this.
Margie claims that she gets death threats.
Does she really?
I mean, they claim. And what about, all I saw today was, in fact, it was trending for a while. Like, what about the Supreme Court?
What about him?
You got what? But nobody, nobody seems to care about the threats to the Supreme Court from all the lefty baby killers that have been silently protesting, walking outside their house. That's exactly the same as the as our people killing people.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, okay. So what if you left that voicemail on some SCOTUS's thing? That would be a threat,
right?
But you're allowed to,
and we're against that also. Right. As much as I hate SCOTUS, I don't wish violence upon them.
No, but if you're at a restaurant, you can tell Brett Kavanaugh to suck your dick.
It's a big difference,
right? If I see Brett Kavanaugh at the Sizzler, I can say, "Hey, Brett, suck my dick, motherfucker." Right. I'm allowed to say that, correct?
Yeah, Brett, I'm gonna grab this salad fork and put it in your 8-year-old's left eye.
No, I would never.
It's a different issue,
right?
That would warrant being thrown in jail.
I could say something like, "Hey, Brett, I thought you were a real ass when you cried during your confirmation hearing. I can't believe they hired you. It's right. So sad.
Oh, I can't believe you said that to me, liberal. Oh, my God. I'd call 911.
Do you want to apologize?
Liberal accosted me.
Apologize to Christina Blasey Ford.
Squee!
Welcome to Squee, Outback.
Squee, help me.
Squee. Squeeze it out back, too.
Some crab cakes.
It's exhausting. It's really exhausting, these Republicans.
They're so fucking sensitive.
And strap in.
But mean.
Democrats, get out and vote, because they're telling us what they're going to do if they win the House.
Right.
They're going to be investigating Hunter Biden. They're going to investigate. They're going to impeach Biden. Several of them have already said they will instantly put forth a motion for impeachment.
It's crazy. There's so many important things that are going on, you know?
Yeah.
This is stupid to be concerned about. It's so dumb.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow, everybody.
All right. Join us in prayer during Faithless Friday. We can communicate. Is there a special, like dimensional plane or something that you can talk to people via prayer?
No.
You know what I mean?
Not that we know of.
Like in Star Trek, they had the different dimensions.
Yeah.
Do you access those via prayer? Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
Show me evidence.
I'm looking.
I can't prove it doesn't.
I have a lot of evidence right here. I'll have it to you in a couple of weeks.
We have. Oh, this is crazy. Philadelphia is apparently getting pretty gunny.
Yeah.
The 300th killing of the year.
Damn.
Took place in Philly.
Jeez. The 300th killing.
Wow. The number of homicides in Philadelphia is on track toward becoming the highest in police records.
Jeez.
Everybody's got guns.
Do you think that's contributing to this, the guns?
No, Ryan.
Yeah.
Everybody would be stabbing everybody to death.
Just so many guns. Why are there so many guns in our country? Why have the gun manufacturers?
Oh, because Pennsylvania is awash in guns, because the Republicans there have gotten rid of gun legislation.
Why are there? I remember reading some Michael Moore documentary that talked about, like, there are more guns out there than there are consumers for guns. Why? More guns are manufactured than are bought,
and
correct?
A smaller portion of the electorate or of gun owners are these lunatics who have giant armories full of guns.
Yeah.
They don't just have a gun. They got 10.
They got a whole thing going on. It just seems like, do you know what we should do as a country? We should all somehow come together and make a decision to make guns less of our personality. Do you know what I mean? Less of a part of your personality. That would be great, wouldn't it?
In Philly, over the past 2 years, as all around the country, the pace of legal gun sales have surged.
God, get a new fucking hobby. Jesus.
Probably also due to the pandemic.
How much is a gun?
What kind of gun do you want?
I don't know. What do these people buy? I want
a handgun for protection to hide under your pillow at night for when the rapists come in.
Right.
Or the blacks, excuse me.
Well, I'm going to need a few guns. So, I don't know.
A couple hundred, a few hundred for a decent pistol. And, you can get an AR for under $2,000.
You could do $2,000? You could go on a trip for the amount. $1,000,
probably.
Quit buying these guns. Go to some place and see it. Don't buy a stupid gun. Jeez.
New AR-15 style guns range in price from $500 to over $2,000.
God. Yay. What's the difference? You get a shitty AR for $500? Is it like the Walmart brand or something?
You
probably
can get all kinds of, you can put a scope on it. You can put all kinds of.
It's the Wish. It's the Wish website AR-15. Yeah. It's
a little spank towel dispenser.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck these guns. I'm just tired of it all. The fucking murders and everything. Go fuck yourselves.
So congratulations.
Good job, America.
With all that freedom in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All that freedoms.
Freedom for people to catch lead.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Why do people need AR-15s in Pennsylvania?
Wait a second. Is this true? Truth Social. My attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully, and very good relationships had been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done! Exclamation point. Everything was fine. Better than that of most previous presidents. And then, out of nowhere and with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by very large numbers of agents and even safecrackers.
Well, I mean,
they got way ahead of themselves. Crazy.
Jeez. Was he saying that it's been worse with previous administrations?
Right. The security of the stolen documents, apparently, has been much worse.
Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama being raided after he was president because he took things from the White House?
Stay tuned if Trump becomes president.
Oh, WND.
And then Trump just learned that agents went through the First Lady's closets and rummaged through her clothing and personal items. Surprisingly, left area in a relative mess. Wow.
The words of our former fucking president. What a genius.
Melania's closet a mess.
What a genius. They left her closet a mess.
Wow.
I don't really give a fuck, do you? I don't fucking care. They went through her shit.
I'm sure Melania's going to work real hard to clean it up.
Melania still has clothes where Donald Trump lives.
Well, yeah.
In Mar-a-Lago? That's shocking to me. Jeez. How sad, Dom. He seems... God, you feel so betrayed. Wow.
This is great. I hope he's miserable. That's
my God.
The tiny bit of justice he deserves.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what else is going on in our last 20 minutes or so.
Yes.
Of the show. I saw somebody like got into an argument with Jeanine Pirro. Who somebody said, well, we should wait and see what the facts are before we start yelling and screaming. And Jeanine Pirro said, he's been working with them or something like that. And then they started yelling. And then the woman was like, yelling isn't going to make it true.
No, but it'll make it more entertaining if there's tapes.
Strap in for this one. This is, I guess they must have taken a drone up to the rafters of Mar-a-Lago to interview Stephen Miller.
We haven't heard from
him. Hanging upside down up there.
Right? It's been a while.
He was on some podcast, Fox News' Lisa Booth.
Ooh.
On her podcast, The Truth with Lisa Booth. he said, he was asked, Do you want to hear some mellifluous tones?
Yes, absolutely. It's been a while.
One thing I want to say.
One thing I want to say.
It's already bad.
Is that dope?
Can you please turn it down just as, or is it just loud?
No, I was turning it down. It was
okay,
really
boy, he is so jarring.
The problem is all these clips are never.
It's amazing. He has a
you
child.
You never know how loud they are until you.
Did he have a child with someone?
Yes, allegedly.
Oh my God! Allegedly. That's
amazing. Though, just because we're talking earlier, so I don't get misunderstood, is that with respect to all these stories about classify this and classify that, I think just going back an even greater step, it's important to note that the deep state lies, what they feed to the reporters are lies. Your default assumption should be everything you're reading is trying to push you in some way. What we are witnessing is an attempt to frame, as has always been the case, the president. An attempt to frame what is surely one of the most innocent men to ever serve in public office, because they've been trying to get something on him.
The most innocent man to ever serve in public office.
The thing about Stephen Miller is he was born at the wrong time. He would have made a great Nazi.
He does make a great
Nazi.
Well,
yeah, he does. You're right. That is amazing. What he's saying is amazing.
I was making a point that everyone needs to understand how classification works, but none of that should be understood as exceeding any of the points in these stores. I can assure you that anything that President Trump's staff would have you, because it's not like a president's personally involved in unpacking or packing up boxes. So he's saying, oh, anything that got taken was just somebody moving, some asshole.
Is Stephen Miller wearing a wire? Is it Stephen Miller?
He just had a baby. Century.
Let's say the feds have something on Stephen, and they approach him while he's at Starbucks, and they push him into the bathroom, and they say, "Listen, we own you because we have this evidence. You have to wear a wire when you talk to Donald Trump, and we need you to get him to say X, Y, and Z." They put that wire on him. Maybe.
Person who reportedly tipped off FBI to Mar-a-Lago documents is likely very close to Trump.
Right. Okay.
These are my favorite headlines.
Very close.
Because it's driving him absolutely bonkers.
You think it could be Jared?
No. I don't think they're hanging anymore. I don't think Jared's in the inner circle anymore.
God, then who is there that's wearing a wire?
Don Jr.? Eric? Don Jr.?
Oh, that would break that dumb fuck's heart.
I mean, Rudy.
Rudy, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if they're hanging either.
Nobody wants to search that motherfucker for a wire.
I think
Rudy.
Jason Miller is down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're all vipers. You can't trust any of them because they're all trash. They're garbage people. They're you can't. None of them are trustworthy. They're not going to be loyal to each other.
No.
They're hollow creatures.
They're bad people.
Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
Is glad that there is an ad that's running.
Okay.
An attack ad by an anti-Trump group.
Damn.
That shows his ex-wife accusing him of threatening her at gunpoint.
Right.
He's happy.
He likes
about it. Oh, he's happy.
Yeah.
People told me politics is dirty. They're right. My opponents launched a dirty attack ad. They dug up an old.
He's reading a card off to the side. He's in a hotel room, it looks like. I want to know how many takes this took.
This is almost unreal.
Politics is dirty. They're right. My opponents launched a dirty attack ad. They dug up an old video and took it out of context. My opponents think they're hurt.
I'm sorry, waving a gun and threatening to kill your wife is there's not a lot of context that
you're
could explain
running.
That. Unless, were you shooting a student film?
Running for senator.
Right.
You're running for senator, dude. I mean, it's relevant, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Do you want, I don't want a senator who might think, I don't know, who might point a gun at some.
Hurting me, but I'm glad they did this ad because it gives me an opportunity to end the stigma around mental health. Here's the truth.
Listen to that spin.
That is,
yeah,
the most amazing fucking shit I am ever. I'm glad
they talked about how violent
heard.
And insane I was because it helps spread the word about mental health.
Listen, I'm tired of the stigma people get when they threaten people with guns. You're stigmatized after that, aren't you? How horrible.
Well, Matt Gaetz said that's why he fucks at 16-year-olds, because he's trying to help, fight the stigma of sex trafficking.
Well, listen, hey, Matt, I'm sorry to stigmatize you as a pedophile. It's just, you know.
My ex-wife, Cindy, and I are good friends, along with her husband and my wife. And I am grateful for all the support Cindy gave me during the hardest time of my life. I came forward by then.
Right, because you were going to kill her.
She
didn't.
Shoot her. This is crazy. I don't believe this for one fucking second. What are you
during
talking?
During the hardest time of my life. I came forward by then in an effort to save lives and to help people who were struggling. We need to end the stigma around mental health. Let me say this to anyone watching, all the veterans and people who are suffering. Your life has value. There is hope, and you're not alone. I would rather listen to a friend talk about his struggles than to go to their funeral. That's why I wrote my book about my life.
Listen, that is amazing.
I want to find out who wrote that book.
And that speech, too. I mean, it's just like, do not stigmatize people that threaten people with guns. That's
why I wrote my book about my life. But my opponents, they don't care about the truth. The fact is, Senator Warnock can't talk about his accomplishments. He's failed Georgia. So he and his friends will lie and deceive.
Which isn't true. He got a whole bunch of shit for Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
It's not true.
We're going to fight back with the truth, but I need your help.
Oh, sure.
I'm asking everyone to go to teamherschel.com.
Send money.
And help me fight back with the truth.
What?
God bless.
Fight back? Fight back?
Was he saying fight Biden or fight back? Or both mashed together?
Are we listening to the best take?
Undoubtedly, yeah. It's the one that posted on his Twitter. Yeah,
the best one, I guess.
He got through it all.
I will say that's pretty amazing spin, though, right? Because what happened is he threatened his wife, his ex-wife, with a gun, and now they're good friends. And even his ex-wife's current husband, they all hang out together.
Yeah, sure. Hey, who doesn't wave a pistol at their wife every once
Herschel,
in a while?
Hey, Herschel, I'm going to go and get a drink. While I'm gone, don't shoot my wife. Your former wife. We're all good friends and hang out.
Hannity's head of Chiron on the show. At the end of his presidency, Barack Obama trucked 30 million pages of his administration's records to Chicago, all of which were not classified.
Right. And I was it a story? And then his place in Hyde Park was raided by the feds, right?
No, I don't think it was actually. Was it?
No.
Hmm.
That's the difference, Hannity. He could take that shit. What are these things, these mementos, these souvenirs Trump just took that he's showing people? Here's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Given to me by Senator Palpatine. That's our lightsaber, Donald.
Oh, it sounds like that shooter was killed, maybe.
Oh, shit. Jeez. Boy, it sure would be great if these maggots could stop shooting up the whole place.
Ricky Walter Schiffer, a Trump supporter who was present and part of the January 6th insurrection, was radicalized enough by Fox, Republicans, and right-wing media to attack a Cincinnati FBI office.
Yay!
Schiffer fled, fired shots at pursuing officers who killed him. So I guess they did kill him.
Thanks, guys.
But we've got his name, and he was at the insurrection.
Damn.
There we go.
perfect. That guy's a hero to these people.
What does he think he's going to do? He's going to walk
in know.
With a nail gun and an AR and shoot up the FBI office.
But isn't isn't that part of like, but I guess the
is he going to take the building and put up a MAGA flag at the top after he murders all the officers in there? What the fuck is he doing?
Maybe they'll free the guy with the horns and they'll go back to the Capitol and rub shit all over the walls.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan is.
What goes through your tiny little mind? Do you think there's any success? Possibility of anything? Or is it just I'm going to go down in a hail of bullets and make a statement?
When Donald Trump first got in the White House, didn't it take them a long time to figure out how to turn the lights on in a certain meeting room?
Yeah, and how to work the phones and shit. Because they wouldn't show up when the Obama administration was offering to help with transition.
Well, you know, now that's different, though.
I don't want to talk to those black people.
That is a scary thing now. The difference is, if Trump wins, he's ready to go in. He has all these people in place. I read this story about this.
Oh, that's what Bannon's talking about. It's having terrifying. Shock troops, right? The shock troops, Bannon called them.
Just vote for Democrats. This country is in like a really, fucking fucked up.
Two law enforcement officials have confirmed to NBC News that Ricky Walter Schiffer is the suspect.
Right.
Schiffer was present at the U.S. Capitol on January
6th. Yay!
There you go.
Perfect, guys. And now what's he going to do? What was he going to do? I mean, that's a great point.
He attempted to breach the FBI building in Cincinnati.
God.
And then died after a standoff. He ran into a cornfield.
God, what a dumb dick fuck.
Go.
Good job, dumb dick fuck.
Quite a noble cause there, you dude.
Yeah, you're stupid as shit. Wait. He died, right?
Apparently. I think it sounds like they killed him. But
what was the plan like?
What a legacy, huh?
Do you think
he died for Trump?
Right. Do you think he had a plan, though? I mean, like, if he was going to occupy the building, I think he was going to arrest Hillary.
Guy that attacked FBI office in Cincinnati got back on Twitter when it looked like Musk was going to buy it.
No, okay. Jeez.
Oh, his Twitter account's still up.
Gosh.
Ooh, let's look at it real quick before they yank it.
Man. This is the shooter's Twitter?
Yeah, allegedly. Gosh. Yeah.
Does he have just... Is it all... See, these guys don't have any...
He doesn't have a lot of original tweets, but he replied a fuck of a lot. Holy shit.
Is it all MAGA stuff? Is it all like weird anti-Biden kind of pro-Trump shit? Does he follow any bands or have any interests outside of MAGA-try?
What we need now... Won't you wish you could trade every day you've lived between this day and that day for one chance, for just one chance to be here to tell your enemies you could take our lives, but you can never take our freedom?
I was like, oh, that's Eminem. But
Americans,
wait, no.
Remember your history.
That's Braveheart. Okay. Oh, boy. Not enough Prozac or something.
Yeah, he listened to like tweeting. He was very prolific in May.
Yeah.
There was a story. Holly slams abortion activists for terrorizing justices. Says Biden is complicit.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of replies. And then
Mr.
Shooter said, and a black girl got trampled about. What? I can't understand this. Are you replaying that card? Why don't you condemn Antifa and BLM? Oh, well, there you go.
Imagine the conversations this motherfucker had with himself to get to this point, to want to... I mean, he went to January 6th.
Then they were debating... He was debating about people talking about how they want Elon Musk to be president.
God.
This guy says, yeah, not the shooter, but if Elon Musk were to run for president of the United States of America, he'd win for sure. Running everything using logic and the latest tech would be a great change that we needed for a long time. And the alleged shooter of today said, no, for two reasons. He's not a natural born citizen, and the elections are rigged by people that are against him.
So he likes the idea of Elon if his seed was pure.
This is kind of fascinating. They always yank these social media accounts really quick.
Yeah, it's weird.
But they just identified him. So
do you think Elon Musk would win easily in a presidential election?
No, but it would be disturbingly
close.
There would be a lot of people that would disturbingly vote for
him. Don't vote for him. He seems like a shitbag. I'm sorry. If that bothers anyone.
Rifles make men slaves. Rifles make men free.
Is this what this guy tweeted?
Mm-hmm.
God, what a great combo. Fascinated with Nazi shit, guns.
Shut up about term limits. Your vote doesn't even count anymore. We need to be ready for the war against the communists who chemically neuter prepubescent children and call it gender transitioning. Not bellyache about the arguments of 30 years ago. Save ammunition.
I feel like a guy tweeting this shouldn't have access to guns, okay? Call me crazy. Jeez. Is there anything in there that would indicate, like, a band that he listened to, or maybe this guy, you know, was like looking forward to a certain movie coming out or something like that? Or is this
always
all,
upset
like,
about Batgirl?
Yeah. Maybe? Just wondering if he has anything to his life that's not Nazi shit, or did he?
He responded to Donald Trump Jr.
Okay.
Donald Trump Jr. said, "Get ready, folks. The midterm variant is coming. It's going to be really scary." And then Ricky Schiffer, if this is him, said, "Do not comply."
That's right, Ricky. Don't comply.
They look like soy boys and delusional, fat, middle-aged white people. That's why the people in your picture don't look like inbred hillbillies. The one that said, "Fuck Trump," was a fat, middle-aged white girl.
You know, there used to be this horrible, horrible fucking redneck that would, this dickhead, he would wear a MAGA hat, and then we'd go to this local bar in town, Rodeo Rock, and whenever he showed up, he would play like weird, like German choral music on the on the jukebox and shit. And then I would overhear conversations he would have, and I would hear him use the word soy boys and stuff.
Sean Hannity tweeted, "As protesters show up at private homes, Fancy Nancy calls on people to actively pressure SCOTUS judges." And Ricky Schiffer, alleged shooter.
Yes.
Responded, "Don't tolerate one inch. If the cops won't do it, defend against terrorists yourself."
Jeez, leave. Listen, don't. Keep your one inch to yourself.
Man.
God, these people
man,
are
man.
Fucking bananas. God, Sean Hannity sucks. God, Fox.
He responded to Margie, "I know they're trying 1984, but I'm feeling 2016 vibes."
You never read that book.
And Ricky Schiffer said, "Congresswoman Green, they got away with fixing elections in plain sight. It's over. The next step is the one we used in 1775. Well, there you go. There's our answer, everybody. This guy thought he was fucking starting a revolution.
Yeah.
And he ended up dead in a cornfield. Sadly. Because of his delusion. Because of Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
And Republicans. This poor delusional bastard is on them.
Right.
This lunatic.
Is this guy like one of these manifesto shooters, or was he thinking that he was going to achieve something?
He had it. Trump. This is it. The FBI declared war,
right,
on his hero, and he's gonna. He probably thought he was gonna start the revolution. He would take out the Cincinnati office, and then a whole bunch of people would go after Chicago and the FBI headquarters downtown, and everybody.
Are there going to be, like, people fighting in the streets?
Yeah, that's probably what he envisioned.
Blues and grays.
And that this is 100% on the Republicans.
Right.
100% for creating this idiot.
You know why? You know, I don't think there's going to be... You're not going to have a civil war like this because the maggots, like everybody else, everybody likes their cable and everybody likes their shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody likes going to Outback and Golden Corral, and nobody's going to do a Civil War thing where we're all shooting each other.
They'll squeal about it on social media, but again, when you see, you know, I mean, there will be violence. We just
had it.
We had a guy who just tried to shoot up the
FBI. Right,
right. It's going to be isolated cases.
Yes.
But is there going to be some, you know, trucks full of maggots running through the city with a 50 cal mounted on their F-450? I just don't see it.
I thought you were going to say the scooter.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite pub. At your favorite podcast application or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get something. A little commission doesn't cost you fuck all. Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy on the internet, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
Oh, wait,
on Facebook and Instagram. And check out his schedule at RatedRComedy.com.
It's all the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back manana, everybody. Stay safe and Republican free.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.